Pamela Williams, Pamela Williams, born 3/2/55. Today is 6/23. This is a 70-year-old woman originally from Fort Worth and moved to Houston, lived in San Antonio and other places in Texas. She's married, but she doesn't live with her husband because of abusive situations. She's never been pregnant, period. New paragraph. She's a heavy history of has a heavy history of tobacco abuse in the past, but she quit drinking earlier this year. She has never drank alcohol excessively, period. She used to work in daycares most of her life. She suffers from hypertension, diabetes, congestive heart failure, bradycardia, weakness, tiredness, leg swelling, and difficulty with exercise, period. New paragraph. Patient has ADL dependency and wears a diaper, period. New paragraph. She also suffers from sleep apnea but does not use oxygen or CPAP at this time, period. Family history. Mom died of CHF, dad died of old age. Immunization, up to date, last hospitalization with urinary tract infection, abdominal pain, diarrhea. Surgery, tonsils, adenoid, appendectomy. Allergy, tramadol, medication. MYRBERTEUQ 25 milligram once daily, Lipitor 40 milligram a day once a day, Lisinopril 40 milligram a day, Lipitor 10 milligram a day, Lexapro 20 milligram a day, Neurontin 100 milligram TID, Lamotrigine. One second. That's generic for. Lamictal, 100 milligram twice a day, lorazepam on a PRN basis, recently placed on Cipro and Imodium AD for diarrhea, period. Patient currently appears to be slightly confused. She weighs 140 pounds, has lost 40 pounds. Blood pressure is 144 over 73, pulse is 57, respiration is 18, O2 sat 98%, heart rate is 98. Heart pulses, one pulse was 2 lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, lower extremity shows no edema, clotting or cyanosis, skin shows no rash around mucosal with any lesion. Assessment, 70-year-old woman with history of congestive heart failure, compensated, history of bradycardia. At this time, her heart rate is okay. Tiredness, weakness, mild congestive heart failure, findings consistent with a grade 1 diastolic heart dysfunction, ADL dependency, she wears a diaper. She also has a history of seizure disorder, anxiety, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, bladder spasm, difficulty sleeping, recent hospitalization with diarrhea and urinary tract infection, period. Patient also has a history of sleep apnea, which she does not want to be treated, does not wear oxygen or use a CPAP at this time. Thank you.